Ladies and gentlemen, the secret word tonight is face. F-A-C-E.
Really?
You bet your life. It's Groucho Marx in You Bet Your Life, a comedy quiz series produced and transcribed from Hollywood and brought to you by the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers. The dealers who now have on display the outstanding 1954 DeSoto Automatic with fully automatic power flight transmission and the all-new 1954 Plymouth, your best buy in the low-priced field. And now, here he is, the one, the only...
One of nature's noblemen. Oh, that's me. Well, here I'm again with $1,000 for one of our couples.
Well, Groucho, we went looking in our audience tonight for grandparents.
You did, huh?
Yes,
well,
and as a result...
You're really getting old.
Well, we found one. He's Mr. Earl Pollock, and we'd like him to meet you, Groucho. His partner is Helen Wild. So, folks, would you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx.
Welcome. Welcome for the DeSoto Plymouth dealers. Say the secret word and you'll divide $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Mr. Earl Pollock and Helen Wild. Helen, you're a very attractive girl. Where are you from originally?
Monroe, Louisiana.
Monroe, Louisiana?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, where is that? Is that in the bayou country?
Yes. In fact, I lived right across the street from one of the bayous.
Is that so? Did anybody buy you anything while you were down there?
Not hardly.
Could you tell us something about this country? For example, what did you do down there when you were a girl?
When I was a little girl, it was real bad days then, and I used to work in the berry fields and help my family.
What do you mean
picking
by
strawberries?
Bad
days? And, well, you know, depression.
Times were tough, huh?
That's right. And I used to pick berries, strawberries, and blackberries, and different things.
Uh-huh. How old are you now, Helen? You certainly don't look much over 20.
I'm 34.
34?
Mm-hmm.
Really, well, we don't look it, but we're about the same age. would you like to get together later and discuss our ages?
No, I don't believe I would. I'm married. My husband wouldn't like it.
What sort of work does your husband do?
He's a meat cutter.
Well, he's not going to chase me with a cleaver. Now then, let's see. You're Mr. Earl Pollock?
Yes, sir.
Is that the way you pronounce it, Pollock?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
You mind if I call you Earl?
At your pleasure, sir.
Well, I've had greater pleasures than that. I wouldn't sneer at it. How old are you, Earl?
I will be 82 years old next month.
Really? Well, how long have you been retired?
Where did you get the idea I was retired?
Well, you mean you're still active? Is it because of that beautiful girl standing next to you?
I am still active in the civil engineering profession, yes, sir.
Is that so you're a civil engineer?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's quite an achievement to last that long these days.
Thank you.
The way things are. Did you do any berry picking when you were a lad?
No, that was out of my line.
Fenneman says you're a grandfather, huh?
Twice. Two times.
Two times, huh? How long have you been married?
Oh, somewhere in the neighborhood of 50, 52 years.
Really, you don't look it. Huh? I'd say you weren't married a day over 40 years. Helen, now about your marriage to this butcher, do you have any little tots running around stealing
no.
meat out of butcher shops, huh?
I have a 6-month-old granddaughter.
A granddaughter?
Mm-hmm.
Well, how old are you again?
34.
See, there's something in berry picking at that, I guess. Well, aren't you ashamed of yourself? You and Helen are both grandparents, but it took you 82 years to do what she did in 34. Well, I'm certainly confused talking to you two. Earl makes me feel young again, and Helen makes me feel real old again. However, I presume you're both interested in making some money. So let's play You Bet Your Life. All you got to do is run your $20 no more than the other couples, and you get a chance at the big money. Well, here we go. Let's see how high I can bid you $20. You selected Western songs as your category. Here's your first question. How much will you bet?
We'll bet all of it.
The whole 20. Well, give me the title of this Western song. Play, Jerry.
Wagon Wheels. Wagon Wheels.
Wagon Wheels is right.
And you're on your way with $40.
We'll
How
bet
much?
It all again.
$40 you're going to bet? Okay, what is the name of this song? Jerry?
Heading for the last roundup.
Heading for the last roundup.
You now have $80.
We'll bet all of it.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Fielding.
Red River Valley.
Red River Valley is right.
You've now climbed $160.
We'll bet it all.
You're going to bet the $160?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. Play this one, Jerry. Shame to take the money, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
It's
Home on the Range.
The money. It's Home on the Range is right. Eh?
And you wind up with $320.
Well, thanks and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. Fine, man.
Well, our studio audience selected a girl from the telephone company, Groucho, Miss Dolores Deal, and her partner is a special guest, Mayor Durward Loomis. So, folks, would you come in, please, and meet Groucho Marx?
Well, the mayor, well, welcome, Your Highness, with the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you always have with you. Mayor Edward Loomis, Shows you how I keep up with current events. I thought Eisenhower was mayor.
It's Durward Loomis, Groucho.
It's what?
Durward Loomis.
Durward, oh. Are you really an honest-to-goodness mayor?
That's right, I am, Groucho.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you here, Your Majesty.
Thank you, sir.
What are you mayor of?
The city of San Fernando, Groucho.
Well, congratulations. That's a wonderful honor. It's magnificent.
Thank you.
Where is San Fernando? Is that in the United States?
San Fernando is in the fastest growing valley in the world, Groucho, the great San Fernando Valley.
Is that near Rudy? I guess not. Mayor, I'll return to you in a moment. We'll start the investigation as soon as I talk to your partner here. You're Dolores Deal?
That's right.
Is that the way you pronounce it, Deal?
That's right, uh-huh.
In other words, you're Miss Deal, is that right?
Yes, I am.
And you're from the phone company?
Yes.
Well, you have a very pretty prefix. What is your hometown, Dolores?
Oh, I like to say I'm from Junction City, Kansas.
Well, I don't mind if you do, but where are you from?
From Salina, Kansas.
Well, how old are you? That is, if you don't mind talking.
25.
Well, I'll accept that. However, since you're from the phone company, you probably gave me the wrong number just from having it. What branch of the phone company do you work for?
In the Beverly Hills office.
Beverly Hills?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I live in Beverly Hills.
I know.
Well, you eavesdropper, you. You ever talk to me when I ask for the operator?
No, I'm not an operator. I work as a service representative.
Oh. Well, you may not be an operator, but I am, Dolores. A pretty feeble one, too. Mayor Loomis, let's get back to you. Everything quiet on the political scene?
Just at the moment, Groucho, yes.
Well, I was just checking. I thought maybe you had a plane ticket to Mexico City in your pocket. Right?
Not yet.
Are you married, Mayor?
Yes, I am, Groucho.
How'd you meet your wife? Were you out buying votes and you happened to run into her?
Not this wife, no. I worked in a bank.
Previous wife?
No, this is my only wife,
What are you
Groucho?
Getting for votes these days?
Well, I don't know what the current quotation is, but I understand it's getting higher.
I remember you could buy a vote for $1.50. Now you can just about get a pumpernickel for that. Did you ever have any pumpernickel voting for you?
I don't recall it. They may have been on the rolls.
Would you like to switch seats with me?
Thank you, no, Groucho.
It seems to me I heard San Fernando was the fastest growing community in the world. Is this true, Mayor?
San Fernando Valley. is the fastest growing area in the world. San Fernando can't grow anymore. We've reached the limit of our population.
Well, have you discussed this with the members of the population?
No. I still think it's true.
Well, why do you say this, Mayor?
The geographical limitations of the area. We're 2 square miles, and Los Angeles completely surrounds us.
How long have you been mayor, Your Honor?
2 years, Mr. Marks.
2 years, huh? You're just a beginner in politics, huh? What are your plans for the future? Have you got your eye on the governor's chair, or do you plan to head right for the Supreme Court?
Well, Groucho, recently we've opened a new bank in Pacoima. I'm the president of the new bank, and we offer downtown banking services to the Pacoima area.
You've only been mayor 2 years, and already you're opening your own bank? Mayor, you may be a tyro politically, but I must say you've got real talent. Well, I'm sure neither of you is averse to winning a lot of money, so let's get down to business. Huh?
In the race for the $1,000, the first couple won $320, and the secret word is face.
Well, here we go. Let's say Ohio can bid you $20. You selected stars of movies. I'll give you the title of these three pictures, and you tell me the name of the male star who appeared in all three of them. Now, here's your first question. How much of the 20 are you going to try?
All of it, huh?
Bet the lot.
Right.
All right, who starred in The Road, The Glory Brigade, and Samson and Delilah?
Victor Mature.
Right.
You now have $40.
Now you have $40. How much are you going to try this time?
All of it, huh?
The lot. Right.
Who starred in Island in the Sky, The Quiet Man, and Sands of Iwo Jima?
John Wayne.
John Wayne is right.
You now have $80.
All of it. Huh?
Shooting the Woods.
Still up.
Who starred in Ride Vaquero, Corvatus, and Ivanhoe?
Robert Taylor.
Robert Taylor is correct.
You now have $160.
Oh, God.
Are you going to try the whole thing?
Yes.
Take it up with the...
I think we should.
All right.
Okay. Who starred in Carrie, The Beggar's Opera, and Hamlet?
Laurence Olivier.
Laurence Olivier is right.
And you wind up with $320.
Oh, thank you.
Well, thanks
very
and good luck from the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers.
Thank you, Groucho.
All right, George, who's next?
Well, Groucho, we have a department store buyer and a man from a circus for you. Mr. Norman Carroll and Mrs. Helen Kreiter. Would you please come in and meet Groucho Marx?
Welcome, kids, to You Bet Your Life. Say the secret word and divide $100. It's a common word, something you see every day. Miss Helen Kreider and Mr. Norman Carroll. Helen, is that Miss or Mrs.?
That's Mrs. Groucho.
Oh. Okay, I was just checking. I'm just wasting any time. Find out early, it's my mind. Now then, are you Norman Carroll?
That's right.
Or is it Carroll Norman?
No, Norman Carroll, sir.
Where are you from, Norman?
I'm from Vincennes, Indiana. I was born about 3 blocks away from the Wabash River.
Is that so? On the banks of the Wabash, huh? Do you remember much about Vincennes?
Well, I was born in a flood, and 3 days later, I got the measles.
Certainly got a good memory. You can remember being born during a flood. You weren't on Noah's Ark, were you?
No. My folks told me about the measles.
About
measles.
Noah's Ark?
No, the measles epidemic.
Why did you leave Vincennes?
I wanted to join the circus.
Uh-huh. Did you still have the spots on your face at the time?
No, I got over that. All right, I guess.
Why did you want to join the circus? Was it falling apart?
No, I wanted to join...
It's an old joke about the Siamese twins or something.
No, I joined...
No, somebody said, shall we join the ladies? And he says, why? They're coming apart. This was the Siamese twins. I think it's an old George Kaufman joke. What did you do with the circus?
Well, I joined the circus as a clown.
Well, what made you think that you'd make a good clown? Were you always funny at home?
Well, around town, they thought I was funny. Uh-huh. And then I...
Did you ever hear the old story of the clown? I think it was Marceline, the French clown. He was very despondent and always wanted to kill himself. When he finally went to a doctor, and the doctor says, what's the matter? He says, well, I have suicidal impulses. He says, I'm always sad and dejected. He says, well, what you need is a good laugh. Why don't you go to the circus tonight? And and see Marceline the Clown. And he says, I'm Marceline the Clown. It's not a very funny story, but it has a good moral.
Well, that's kind of like I joined the circus as a clown, and the contract said...
As a matter of fact, it's a very dull story, but most stories that have a good moral like that, and you have to submit to a story like that. Have you heard that story before?
No, but I was going to tell you about the contract I had with the circus.
You don't like the story I just told you.
Do you want to hear about the contract? This
would you listen to this story again if I listen to you?
Well, anyway, the contract that I had said...
You don't care if I ignore your story the same as you ignored mine. Huh? I like to get an occasional laugh up here, too.
You know?
Isn't all beer and skittles just sitting here.
But I was going to say at the beginning, the
you're a persistent fellow, I must say. You've certainly got a one-joke mind, and you're certainly bound on using it. All right, out with it. But I'll warn you, I'm not going to listen to it. I'll pretend I'm listening to it.
Well, I started to tell you some... A little while ago.
It was about 10 minutes ago.
The contract said, clown, $15 a week, and you make yourself generally useful.
This was in Vincent?
This is... Where do you mean?
I don't know where I mean. You're telling the story. I'll be willing to listen to this story in any town you name. It seems to me, in fairness to me, that I'm entitled to have some identity about this town.
But I didn't join the... I left Vincennes with the...
I know, it's when you had the measles. Okay, on with the story.
Well, anyway, I was with the circus, and I got $15 a week as a clown, and the lady on the circus, she finally came to me, and she said, you're the unfunniest clown we've ever had. And then she gave me a job selling tickets. I only lasted 2 weeks. That's what I was trying to tell you all the time.
Oh. Well, I'm sorry I didn't keep on interrupting you. Right? How were you as a ticket seller? Were you very successful?
Well, I'd say just fair.
You weren't very good at anything, were you? Kind of sad, the whole thing, isn't it? Would you like to hear the story again about Marceline the clown who wanted to kill himself?
I don't... Unless you would. I would.
Helen, what sort of work do you do? What sort of work do you do, Helen?
I'm a department store buyer, Groucho.
Oh, that sounds like a pretty soft job. How many department stores have you bought recently?
None.
None?
No, I don't buy
What department stores are the store are you with?
Well,
I'm a little hysterical from this measles story.
I prefer not to mention the name. The largest in the West, however.
Well, is it the May Company?
No.
Is it Saks?
No.
The Army Navy store?
No.
Well, every store in town got a plug but yours. That ought to get you a big raise when you get back there. Well, now, Norman, let's get back. What sort of work do you do now?
Well, I'm with the Greatest Show on Earth now.
Oh, you're with Orbach, sir? See, Helen, there's nothing modest about him. You might as well tell us what circus it is, Norman. Get it over with, huh?
Ringling Brothers, Barnum & Bailey Circus, the Greatest Show on Earth.
See how shy he is? What do you do for the circus, Norman?
Well, I'm the ringmaster, and I do a little barking.
Like, how much is that dog in the window? Well, tell us about your circus. What is it like this year?
Well, I think it's the best show we've had in the 83-year history of this famous circus. We got a little fella called Mr. Miston Jr. Mr. North discovered him over in Belgium. His father was a professor of note, and they brought him here.
Mr. North's father was a professor in Belgium?
This is the little fella, Mr. Miston Jr., that I'm talking about. He works in the center ring.
Oh, and where's Mr. North working? In the North Wing?
He's the one that goes to Europe and scouts.
He doesn't have to watch the circus at all, huh?
Well, he sees it in New York when we play Madison Square Garden.
I see. He's there. And then he goes to Belgium and stays there? And...
No, they have... I get mixed up talking to you. I do what this one's I don't know. Mr. Marks,
I can't understand how anybody could get mixed up talking to me. I never get mixed up talking to me.
Mr. Marks, I sold a lot of tickets, but honestly, I think it'd be the toughest job I ever had in my life to try to sell you a ticket. I wouldn't know what I'd be selling.
Norman, you have no idea how tough it would be to sell me a ticket. Particularly since I expect four seats for nothing. Well, it's been certainly fun talking to you two, but now it's time to play You Bet Your Life for a chance at the big money. All you have to do is run your $20 and more than our other couples, and you'll get a chance at the big question later.
In the race for the $1,000, the first and second couples are tied with $320 each.
You selected little or big as your category. All of these well-known places, persons, and things begin with the descriptive words little or big. Understand that?
Mm-hmm.
All right, now let's see how many you can identify. Here's your first question. You have $20. Now, what will you try? Hey, you've got to talk up. They want to hear
all of it.
All of it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do you agree on this?
Okay, you've talked me into it.
Only if you agree. Huh? Only if you agree.
I don't want to argue. I just want to win some money.
Well, write it first, Paul.
All right.
What was the nickname for Napoleon? It began with one of the descriptive adjectives, little or big.
I think it was Little Colonel.
Little Caesar?
Little...
For Napoleon.
Yeah.
Little Caesar.
No, Little Colonel, I think.
Wrong? Oh.
Little Corporal.
Little Corporal.
Oh, he was flirting with it. Oh, that's a shame. You lost all your money.
Sure did.
That's not good. I'll give you one question, get this right, and you'll bring your money up to $25, which you can split. How many rings in a three-ring circus?
You want to talk it over?
No,
I think it's three.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't win more.
That's all right. Thank
Thanks and good luck.
This is worth more than the money. I'd rather meet you than win money.
It was wonderful meeting you. Isn't he wonderful, this guy? I was crazy about him. I wish he was my next contestant.
Well, our last couple went broke, and that means that our first two couples, who are tied for the chance at the big question, get that chance in just 1 minute for the DeSoto Plymouth $1,000 question. Groucho. When you drive the 1954 DeSoto Automatic with PowerFlite fully automatic transmission, you're driving the most truly remarkable car on the road today. The main reason is simple. DeSoto PowerFlite. There's no clutch to bother with. No shifting gears necessary. All you do is turn the key and you're ready to drive. Lightly step on the accelerator and go from a standing start to high-speed cruising in one silk-smooth surge of power. With DeSoto PowerFlite fully automatic transmission, it's a breeze all the way. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, the brand new 1954 DeSoto Automatic with PowerFlite automatic transmission is available in two great series, the superbly responsive PowerMaster 6 and the mighty FireDome V8, now delivering a full 170 horsepower. See these famous DeSotos at your DeSoto Plymouth dealer soon. You'll be glad you did, because DeSoto puts you ahead automatically. Well, here comes our first two couples who are tied for the chance at the big question, Groucho. Each couple will decide on a single answer and write it down on one of these cards that we've given them. If both couples get it right, we'll split the money between them.
Okay, here we go. Joseph Bras, and I'll spell it for you. His first name is J-O-S-I-P, And his second name is capital B-R-O-Z. That's his real name. That's an important figure in current history. For $1,000, tell me, who is Joseph Broz? No, I'm sorry. The lady said George Washington. It happens to be Marshal Tito.
Oh, no.
And that means that the mayor and the girl from the phone company... split $1,000. How much do they win?
$1,000 in the quiz and $320.
That means the mayor won $500 and $160 for his share. That's $620. You can buy for that, let's see, 350 votes, I would say, in San Fernando.
Oh, mister, I'll move to San Fernando and vote for you 1,000 times.
Well, now, what are you going to do with all that money?
I'm going to buy a Groucho special.
Oh, fine. And you, mayor?
I think I'll start an account in my new bank, Groucho.
Well, at least you'll have some money in it, even if it's only ours. Well, congratulations from the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast. You bet your life.
Thank you.
Be sure to tune in again next Wednesday night at the same time for the Groucho Marx Show, when the big question will be worth $1,000. And don't forget Groucho's television show, also brought to you by the DeSoto Plymouth Dealers of America. And remember that the dealers who sell the outstanding 1954 DeSoto Automatic with fully automatic power flight transmission also have on display the remarkable new Plymouth, engineered and built to be your best buy in the low-priced field. DeSoto, Plymouth. Two great new cars, both products of the Chrysler Corporation.
And when you drive in, tell them Groucho sent you. Good night, folks, and remember, just be sure to see the DeSoto Automatic.
Folks, here's a reminder from the National Safety Council. You can't control the weather, but you can control your speed. You Bet Your Life, transcribed from Hollywood, is produced by John Goodell. Directed by Robert Dwan and Bernie Smith. Music by Jerry Fielding. This is George Fenneman signing off for the more than 3,000 DeSoto Plymouth dealers from coast to coast. You Bet Your Life is heard by our armed forces throughout the world.